Drivers, start your engines.
This is the IBJ Podcast for the week of November 11th, 2019. I'm Mason King. Welcome back to the podcast. We're going to start today with a scene from one of the biggest stories of the year. On Monday, November the 4th, racing mogul Roger Penske announced that his multi-billion dollar firm, Penske Corp, would buy the entire racing empire of the Holman George family. That includes the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is home of the Indianapolis 500, and quite possibly the single most important cultural and business landmark in the state. It also includes the IndyCar Series, which is the open-wheel racing series of which the Indianapolis 500 is the most significant race. Now, this is, to put it mildly, a very, very big deal. Now, our scene takes place at the press conference that day as Penske is answering a question about what he has planned. He's not very specific, but his answer includes this.
Well, I think we look at businesses that we invest in where we have domain knowledge. And I think the fact that we've been coming to this track for almost 50 years and seeing the growth of the series and understand the technology, and it's also a great business opportunity for us to grow it to the next level. And we look around, this 1,000 acres, and we say, can this be the entertainment, really, capital, not only the racing capital of the world, but the entertainment capital of the world in Indiana, and be able to support, the state, the governor, the region, the city, the town of Speedway, and continue to grow it.
All right. As a former real estate and arts and entertainment reporter, I found two things here very surprising. Now, first off, he said 1,000 acres. What we consider to be the Indianapolis Motor Speedway proper is only about 560 acres. So what's the 1,000 acres he's talking about? And the second thing was his reference to potentially making this 1,000 acres the entertainment capital of the world, or at least Indiana. Now, for folks who are from around here, the Speedway, by which we mean the big racetrack and its facilities, is located in the town of Speedway. The town grew up around the track over the last century. It's located within Indianapolis proper, but it's its own town. Beyond the track, it is largely residential and industrial, and while it has made great strides in the last decade, developing a retail, restaurant, and business corridor, Speedway has never been confused with Miami Beach, nor any other entertainment capital. Not Laughlin, Nevada, not Branson, Missouri. Turning it into the state's entertainment capital would be a heavy lift. So, the goal of today's podcast was to figure out what Penske has in mind here. And I'm going to give you the short version right now, and then I'll explain how we got there. And let's insert a quick footnote. If you want to get technical about this transaction, all of the assets of Holman & Company, the family firm that owns IndyCar and the Speedway and everything related to it, will be acquired by a subsidiary of Penske Corp called Penske Entertainment Corp. So the first thing I did was examine Marion County assessor's records, and I confirmed that Holman & Company indeed owns about 1,000 acres of land in and around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And Penske is acquiring this land, some 400 acres or more of which is outside the track and its signature facility. Some of it is immediately adjacent to the Speedway, particularly on the north, south, and west sides. And this is mostly undeveloped land, some of it used for parking or camping or other temporary uses on race weekends. It also includes two huge plots of lands to the north and northeast of the track. These are basically vacant and used for parking when needed. So the next thing we did was call Roger Penske, and he shared with us that in coming months, he plans to commission studies of this land outside of the track to figure out how it could best be used and how it could fit into this concept of an entertainment capital. And as a very general example of that, he pointed to the Kansas Speedway in Kansas City, Kansas, and the area immediately to the north. It's called Village West. It is a massive retail, dining, and entertainment complex with a Major League Soccer stadium, a minor league ballpark, an outlet mall, a resort and water park, and luxury apartments. And this is even more intriguing. Essentially, right on top of the track is the Hollywood Casino, which was developed about 10 years ago by the owner of the Kansas Speedway. Now, it's important to note that Penske isn't saying he's using Kansas Speedway as a model for Indianapolis. But this was the first example he used when trying to give a sense of what an entertainment capital adjacent to the racetrack might be. So let's go right to the tape. Here's a portion of the phone interview I conducted with Penske on Wednesday. I think the IMS itself, the Speedway, is about 560 acres. But I think on Monday's press conference, you made reference to 1,000 acres. What is that extra land that you're referring to?
Well, I think when you look at the total footprint and, you know, the outline of the due diligence we've done, that includes, you know, the properties that are contiguous around the Speedway across the street. So, you know, basically, it's not just 500 or 600. It's I think it's 995, you know, 1,000 when you look at it. When you look at the total.
Now, I took a look at some of that on the map, and quite a bit of that is undeveloped. I guess quite a bit is used for parking. Is this land that you're looking at potentially doing something with, or would it just remain unused land more than 3 days out of the year?
Well, I think we'll find out how to utilize it more than just 3 days, if that's a particular case. But there's a lot to do, and these are studies that we're going to move forward with over the next several months to determine what's best use and for the return, and can we build this entertainment, this capital of the world of racing, into more than just a race or two or three races a year, which is obviously one of our opportunities.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about the phrasing. You said entertainment capital. What kind of potential do you see beyond, I mean, the kinds of programming that we already see at the Speedway?
Look, entertainment capital, racing capital of the world, I think if you can surround the Speedway with other types of events, facilities. You just look at, you go out to Kansas City and you see what they did when they put the NASCAR track out there. I mean, they built a whole city, and I think we can enhance the Speedway itself, properties, not Indy Motor Speedway, but the Speedway city, with, if we can be successful and invest, that's going to draw more, which will grow that whole, you know, that whole market into an entertainment area. And I know that Speedway Indiana itself has made a big step forward talking to the city manager just over the last couple of days.
So you think that there is some potential for developing on some of that land outside of the footprint of the Speedway?
There's no question.
What kinds of, when you look at the Kansas City facility, are there things that are especially resonant for you? You think, well, we'd really like to have that kind of thing here?
Well, I think you get big retail, they got a soccer stadium, they got lots of things that are there. So I'm just using that as an example. And I'm not going to get into exactly, this is 6 weeks of hard work to get to where we are. And I think that, you know, we'll need some time and get some city planners or people that are experts in this. And what do we want to remember? We have land that's available. We got land that we can partner with outside people. I think that's what we want to do, to see what's the best use, not just building warehouses on the land, but looking at it from a retail perspective, which will create a lot of interest, not only from fans, but also people in the community. With Indianapolis itself growing at the speed it is in the state of Indiana, you know, it's a logistics hub. I think that, you know, we've got lots of opportunity.
Now, for the sake of getting some more clarity on the inspiration he might be pulling from the Kansas Speedway, let's define it. He referred to it as the NASCAR track, for reasons that will be clear in a second. The Kansas Speedway opened in 2001 in Kansas City, Kansas. It has a 1.5-mile oval and seating for 48,000 people. It has hosted two major NASCAR events per year since 2011. It was built by International Speedway Corporation, which until very recently was a public company, which owned and operated about a dozen racetracks around the country. And you might have heard that name recently, since International Speedway Corporation was purchased by NASCAR for $2 billion earlier this year. In fact, the deal closed about 2 weeks ago. Now, I'm going to backtrack for a second to talk about the Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. It opened in 2012 with 2,000 slots, 52 table games, and 5 restaurants. And it was co-developed by International Speedway Corporation, the owner of the track. And it's located on the Speedway's grounds, just outside of Turn 2, overlooking the racetrack. ISC partnered with a gaming company to pull it off, but here we have an example of an owner of a racetrack using its facilities to support a casino. Now let's take a quick look at Village West, which, from a development standpoint, is a great story. In the 5 years after Kansas Speedway opened in 2001, this massive retail and entertainment district took shape. It included a 1.2 million square foot outlet mall, a million square foot furniture mart, the outdoor superstore Cabela's, a minor league baseball stadium, a resort, and two hotels. Today, there's also Children's Mercy Park, the home of Kansas City's Major League Soccer team. There's a luxury apartment complex. By 2010, there were more than 100 businesses total, with more than 10 million visitors per year, generating $650 million in sales taxes. That sounds to me like it could qualify as an entertainment capital. And to cap it off, I just want to mention Cerner Corporation, the healthcare information technology company, is developing just east of the Speedway a $4.3 billion corporate campus that eventually will house 16,000 employees. Some of it, in fact, already is open and operating. So there we have some sense of what can develop around a Speedway, and at least some of what rises to mind for Roger Penske when he thinks about developing a retail and entertainment center. Now, let's take a quick break to collect our thoughts and hear from our sponsor. This is the IBJ Podcast.
The IBJ Podcast is brought to you by Krieg DeVault, a trusted and dynamic law firm representing a wide variety of local, regional, and national clients. Committed to each other and to every client, Krieg DeVault prides itself on integrity, professionalism, respect, and excellence. Financial institutions, global manufacturers, national healthcare providers, and successful organizations of all sizes and market focus rely on Krieg DeVault to create innovative and successful business solutions. Connect today at www.kriegdevault.com.
Okay, we're back with the IBJ Podcast, and we're talking this week about Roger Penske's concept of developing the Indianapolis Motor Speedway area into a retail and entertainment capital. So, next question. Who would be the most likely person for him to talk to about the potential for redeveloping the land around the Speedway? On Tuesday, Penske spent some time with Jacob Blaisdell. He's the town manager of Speedway. They spoke about some of the town's redevelopment efforts in the last decade, and Penske shared a sense of what he envisions as far as creating an entertainment capital and what it could mean for the community. So I talked with Blaisdell on Thursday to get a sense of what he learned. Jacob, thanks for taking some time for the podcast.
Yeah, no, thanks for talking with me.
Now, as you probably know, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway proper is about 500 acres, but there's another 500 acres of land that's also controlled by Holman & Company. Roger Penske told us yesterday that he intends in coming months to commission some studies on that land to determine its best use and how it could fit into his concept of the Speedway area as being an entertainment and events capital. Now, I know you spoke with him. Now, is this something that you guys got into as well?
A little bit. It's interesting. He's ready to get into all kinds of details and really, really cares about the town and community and what's going to happen. As he said in the press conference, he does have some ideas and things that he wants to look at doing outside of the track as well as inside.
Did he have any suggestions or any ideas that kind of percolated to the top of his head?
He's keeping it pretty open, and he hadn't directly mentioned that he was going to commission a study when we spoke, but I mean, that's kind of the direction he was talking. So we didn't quite get into any of the details, but he certainly has some ideas, you can tell, running through his mind, and it'll be exciting to kind of see where this goes.
If hundreds of acres that are currently either underused or really not used at all were to become available for development, what kind of opportunity would that be for the town?
Well, I mean, it would be great to see something done with land that's not utilized as much. The town of Speedway is, you look at a map, and we're pretty landlocked. We're essentially an island completely surrounded by the city of Indianapolis, so we don't have a lot of room to grow or annex space around us. So seeing, you know, that kind of land come available is a pretty rare opportunity in the town of Speedway.
Has having all of that empty land been an impediment to growth?
I don't know if I called it an impediment, because it's certainly used to support race events, and I assume that will continue to be at least part of the use of that land. But it is green space that's just kind of sitting there that there could potentially be a number of different uses for.
So if you had like a wish list, the kinds of developments that you potentially would like to see? What would be on it?
Oh gosh, I'm more anxious just to kind of hear what the Penske team and the team at IMS, kind of some of the ideas and things that they come up with. Right now we have a lot of people that want to move to Speedway and frequently talk about how difficult it is to find a house because we're not really building a lot of housing. I don't know if that's the right use. You know, people talk about senior housing. I don't know if that makes sense kind of on the further reaches of some of it, but certainly around the core of the Motor Speedway, I think you're going to see a focus around more entertainment focus. You know, they've been doing concerts there. I think there could be some infrastructure that supports more music and those type of events. I think racing is always going to be the core of what they're going to do. And I think any type of growth and development can and should support racing. Of course, there isn't a race every day, and you've got a lot of opportunities going on the rest of the year.
Are you familiar with the Kansas Speedway? Have you ever been to that's a NASCAR track mostly?
I can't say I've ever been there, no.
That was the one, I think, kind of touchstone that he mentioned to me. It's, I think, less than 20 years old, and I think directly to the north of the track, I think a $1.2 billion commercial center kind of cropped up. There's a Cabela's there. There's actually a minor league soccer stadium. There's a small baseball park. I mean, it's like its own little town.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly speaks to, and he probably wasn't mentioning it as a blueprint, but just, you know, the concept that there is a lot of potential and you have that much space open up next to a world-class racing facility. There's a lot of people that are going to be interested in that.
Now, a lot obviously has been done over the last decade to redevelop the Main Street District to include new businesses and restaurants, retail, and I think even residential. Is that right?
Yeah, there's some luxury apartments that are there now on Main Street.
Speedway already has had kind of a taste of this, and I think you kind of know how to do it. Would there be any concerns, though, about too much land becoming available too fast?
I think we'll have to see what the plans are. I mean, we have been, as a community, aggressive in the development, but I think we've been very thoughtful in what we want to do and who the users are of the space have been, and I don't think that's going to change under Roger Penske. I think he's also going to be very thoughtful. He's going to want to, he does care about the town speedway. I think he is impressed with some of the development that's gone on, and when it comes to that type of growth and development, he's going to be careful with that, just like he's going to be careful with the history and heritage of the Motor Speedway.
So how did you guys leave it? Do you think you have anything to do before you see him next?
There were some things that we had been working on with the Motor Speedway already, just some land swap things that make sense for us, kind of cleaning some of those things up. So we're going to be working on that. Roger did say he's going to be spending some more time in Indianapolis and the town speedway. We're hoping to get together here again in the coming weeks to talk a little bit more about what the next steps are.
Well, great, Jacob. This has been a huge help. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Now, I imagine that developers in the Indianapolis area are pretty psyched about the potential for some large projects on blank slate land that could bring more people to Speedway. And as Penske mentioned, he's open to partnering with outside groups. To get a sense of what they might envision, I put in a call to Mike Wells, who is the president of REI Real Estate Services in Indianapolis, which has had a hand in major hospitality and office developments in the city. They include game-changing projects like the 1,000-room JW Marriott. REI also proposed developing a 10,000-seat concert amphitheater west of downtown before that land was claimed for what we now know as the ill-fated waterfront mixed-use project. Here's what Mike had to say. So how big of an opportunity is this for Speedway to have potentially, I mean, a huge amount of land become available, or at least, you know, up for scrutiny for development?
I think it's a great opportunity. I think with someone like Penske, you're going to have somebody that's got the capital to invest in the area and do things that enhance the Speedway. And I think other than the kind of the upgrades and the deferred maintenance that was done earlier, there hasn't been, you know, any dramatic changes. And I think this is an opportunity to take it to the next level.
And specifically for this land that is kind of on the periphery of the Speedway. I mean, it's more than 400 acres. I mean, some of it is just kind of around the edges of the Speedway. And then there are the very large parking lots to the north. Is there an appetite for using that land?
Well, I think what you're going to have to do is do a master plan and try to figure out, what are you going to do with the Speedway and how do you create more of an attraction than it is today? I mean, currently we bring nearly over a million people a year to Indianapolis to go to conventions. Basically, what they do today is They may get on a bus, take a lap around the speedway, and there's not much more that you can do. And so I think that they're going to look at trying to create more of an experience at the speedway, and the land that is necessary for that would be available. And then anything that's surplus, then there could be other uses that they could put it to. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity.
No, he has mentioned specifically like retail and entertainment uses. I think he referred to it as this could be an entertainment capital for Indiana or maybe the United States. Does that ring any bells for you? Does that sound like something that's possible?
Yeah, I think you have to tie it into the speedway overall. But the speedway is, you know, very interesting. The race car drivers and all the history of the speedway. And, you know, with the technology that's out there today to do, you know, for example, simulated driving around the speedway and different experiences and maybe really enhancing the museum at the speedway. I mean, the museum has hundreds of unbelievable cars to take a look at. And yet right now they're kind of stored in a very 50-ish type facility. And I think if you took that to a level that conventioneers and others that came to Indianapolis wanted to spend 3 hours in the speedway museum, that could be a game changer for that area. And I think you could add retail and restaurants to go along with that. So I think there's lots of potential. I think they just have to study it carefully and determine what's going to bring people to the speedway, what's going to make it a must-see attraction.
So if Roger came to you and said, you know, I've got these like 450 acres here around the perimeter of the speedway, just across the street, and then, you know, some big lots up north, what do you think is the best use for this land? I mean, what would you say? What comes to mind?
Well, I think what you have to think about here is it's got to be a 1+1=3 for the speedway. So it's the first steps are going to be have to be taken by Penske. Penske's going to have to say, we're going to invest X dollars to make this an attraction. And we're going to do that to be able to attract X number of people here every year. And I think they're going to have to make some of the initial investments to be able to prove out their concept of what it could be as an attraction. And once they do that, then I think the opportunity for auxiliary hotels, retail, and restaurants around there that would be, you know, on the edges of that would be possible. But I think, first of all, it's got to be Penske, you know, leading the charge in determining what things could be added to the speedway experience to make people go out of their way to come to Indianapolis and go to the speedway and spend half a day or a day.
Gotcha. So you're talking really about inside the track, the speedway proper. They first need to focus on that.
Yeah, I would think inside the track would be important. That's where the museum is. But you know, you could potentially have other uses inside the track, move the museum to one of the adjacent parcels and create the connectivity so that it basically is an experience. I mean, this is not my area of expertise, but it's not unlike what a Disney would do in a park. So if you're going to create a park-like experience for people that are into racing, you start at one end and you go through to the other end. And that's, I think that could be possible at the speedway.
You know, one of the things that he mentioned to me, and I don't know if you're familiar with this property, is the Kansas Speedway in Kansas
yes,
City.
I am.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I asked, you know, what do you mean by entertainment capital? He threw out that as an example. Is something like that possible in the speedway
absolutely.
Area?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's absolutely possible. And I think NASCAR has a similar type situation in Charlotte as well. So people that are fans and have an interest in racing want to come for the total experience.
Would REI be interested in getting involved? Is this something up your alley?
You know, we would be interested potentially in getting involved in the later stages. However, it's not really, you know, we have basically an urban hotel model that we're running now. And so it doesn't really fit us as well as it would fit others. But, you know, that's not, I wouldn't ever say we wouldn't be interested.
Would it be crazy to say a casino could go over there?
It's not crazy at all. I mean, I think you've got a lot of legislative issues and things, but I think that there would be many people that would probably be more likely to want to support something like that at the Speedway as opposed to downtown Indianapolis.
Well, terrific. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem. Good luck.
These are all intriguing ideas, but I think we've reached the end of the line here for this week, and obviously we'll need to wait and see what Penske's studies of the land suggest as best uses. Now, I've thrown a lot of information at you today, and it's possible that you're still trying to get up to speed on the news of Penske's purchase of Holman & Company. In the latest issue of IBJ, Anthony Shetley digs deep into this deal with a focus specifically on the steep challenges Penske faces with improving the fortunes of Indianapolis Motor Speedway and IndyCar. You can find that story on the front page of this week's IBJ that you, of course, have delivered to your home or office, or check it out online at IBJ.com. And remember, if you want full access to our archives and all of our award-winning business content, just hit the subscribe button. Hey, thanks again for making time this week for the IBJ podcast, which is edited by Leslie Weidenbender. I'm Mason King, and we'll be back again next week.